On Thursday, April the 18th, the Pocahontas County Commissioners met with Tim Keaton, the National Flood Insurance Coordinator for West Virginia, Betsy Ransom from FEMA, several representatives of the State Emergency Management Agency, two West Virginia University GIS specialists, and with the county's, Durbin's, and Marlinton's floodplain coordinators to discuss the new FEMA floodplain maps for the county. Keaton explained that FEMA's new flood maps for Pocahontas County have just been released in preliminary form. He said that for now the maps are just advisory. He said that they can be seen on the West Virginia Flood Map Tool at www.mapwv.gov. They can also be found on the FEMA website, which is www.fema.gov. There is currently a 90-day appeal period. Then, 6 months after that ends, the maps will become official. He said the new maps have been under development for many years and are much more accurate than the old maps were. This is because LIDAR mapping from the aircraft was utilized to determine the exact elevation of the surface of the land. Keaton said the old maps used highway maps containing 20-foot elevation contours, and those were not nearly as accurate as the radar-based LIDAR mapping is. Keaton said the new maps show expanded floodplain and floodway areas in the county. As a result, a much larger portion of Marlinton as well as of other parts of the county are now in a floodplain or floodway. The areas in a floodway are more dangerous than those simply in a floodplain. He said new construction is very restricted in a floodway, while construction in a floodplain, while difficult, is still possible. They said that the owner of a building in a floodplain should purchase national flood insurance, but if there is a mortgage on their structure, the flood insurance is required by most lenders. He also warned that if your home is mortgaged and the new flood maps now place it in a floodplain when it was not there before, your mortgage company will likely require that you purchase flood insurance. Without flood insurance, Keaton explained, if your home is damaged in a flood, you could receive a very limited amount of disaster relief from FEMA, an average of about $4,000. But if it floods a second time, you won't be eligible for any more disaster relief funds. If a structure is covered by flood insurance, there is an average flood damage reimbursement of $19,000 for each flood damage occurrence. They said that the new maps show that about 200 structures in Pocahontas County have been moved into the floodplains, and about the same number have been moved out of floodplains. The new maps show that there are about 900 structures in the county that are in floodplains, but only 190 of them are covered by flood insurance. They said that the floodplain / floodway areas in Marlinton and elsewhere in the county have increased in size. Part of the reason for that is the increased accuracy of the flood mapping techniques used, but also because people have illegally elevated their structures by adding fill, which increases the size of the floodplain and the amount of flood damage experienced by other properties in the area. They said FEMA in the near future will be cracking down on these fill-elevated properties that were built up on fill without proper permits. Keaton also said there are flood mitigation grants available to homeowners who wish to legally increase the elevation of their houses by raising them up on piers. The presenters also said that Marlinton is in the top 10% of all flood risk areas in West Virginia. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.